Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Black Mike Studios in Orange, Pennsylvania. This is the Pops JT Podcast.
Hello, everybody. How's it going tonight? I hope everybody's safe and sound. I hope everything's good. So I hope everybody had a good week. And are you going to tell them about the exciting news?
I'm sorry. Exciting news, everybody. Exciting news is we're doing our very first ever Pops JT giveaway. Now, we're giving away, you have a choice when you win, either a t-shirt or a mug. So, to enter, you got to email us at popjtpodcast@gmail.com. And you don't have to say anything specific.
No.
You can just say hi or whatever.
But we need to know your name and address.
We need to know your name and address, and we'll ship it to you.
Yeah, right.
Right away.
Well, how many weeks? Are we gonna wait?
We're gonna wait not till the next episode, but the following. So about 2 weeks.
Right. Okay.
So that way you have a 2 week period to enter, and we're gonna mention it next week too to enter.
And then the following week we'll tell you the winner.
Who won.
Right.
So that'll be shipped to you on that day.
Right. Okay. So.
Anyway.
What do you want to talk about today?
Well,
we're gonna talk about just different
stuff because we have nothing. Honestly, right. It's so hard. I don't know. I don't talk about it.
I'm having a hard time coming up with ideas.
During this whole quarantine, I've been so bored, I started writing a video game. I mean, like, I'm not a person that takes a video game design class. I just think ideas are cool, and I just want to sit down and do nothing.
Since we're quarantined in the house.
You can't really do anything.
Right.
I mean, I wrote a whole Star Wars video game.
Well, now they're opening up. Yeah, sorting counties.
Yeah, but we're not going to open it. Our county's not going to open until the 4th of June.
Yeah, right. So
it's crazy. We live, so. Hold on. Let me go to Twitter and see what's going on, and then we'll go to whatever
else. I watched that. How old was that show we watched?
We watched Jericho. It was from 2008.
It was pretty good. It was pretty interesting. Because I'm so bored, I watched the whole thing in like two or three days. I watched the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what other show was I watching?
Movie? You're watching that Outbreak movie.
Oh, yeah, the Outbreak movie. That was pretty cool. That was from what, 1985 or something? 95 or something? You said?
Uh-huh.
So.
I'm looking at when Jericho first started out. It started out in 2006 and then 2008. So it was only up for 2 years.
It was only two episodes.
Two seasons.
Two seasons or whatever they call them. Okay.
Yeah, but from what you've told me, it's a good show. I mean,
I thought it was pretty decent. I don't know.
Let's see what the merch is. Jericho merch. Oh, yeah. Jericho.
What's that?
Show shirts. Oh, it's just a shirt, Bob. Don't worry. That's like the wrestler, right? Whatever, Jer. I don't see if I find any merch for this old TV show. Yeah, right here, Jericho, especially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, only $46.95 pops. Oh, and another exciting news. I am supposedly getting money from pulling that PUA or whatever.
Right.
I'm supposed to get $1.95 a week.
Right.
I'm so happy.
Both of you to you.
Until I hope
we'll count your chicken before
they're
hatched.
I'm supposed to get the mail thing next week.
Yeah. So
I'd rather be watching Jericho.
$21.50 I want for that shirt.
Yeah, it's been on one of those websites that we make our shirts on. But our this giveaway is such a cool idea, I think. It's interesting to do something like this for the first time. I mean,
It tells us what color t-shirt you want.
Yeah, it tells us what color t-shirt you want.
If you win. So.
Email you when you win, and we'll announce it on the thing, and then we'll ask you what color shirt you want.
Okay. Well, if you have an email, give it to us, and we'll send you a message if you win.
All right, let me see what's going on.
So.
Some guy made a new song. Star Wars news.
Nothing's good.
I don't really know about this whole virus. We talked about it for 3 weeks.
I was hungry for sirloin steak, chopped sirloin I always get. And guess what? We couldn't find a place that was open to have it today.
So, yeah, I was dumb. Couldn't find anything.
Right, so we got burgers and chicken.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking up Lehigh Valley News real quick because there we go. I just remember. Oh, 13 more PA counties begin to reopen.
Oh, yeah, except ours.
Except ours. Well, yeah, this whole area.
One of ours, right.
And look at that. Yellow, yellow, and then red. Wait, I don't know what county that is.
I don't know.
Too bad it's not named on the county thing.
Right, what's that police car?
Oh, shit. Sorry. Hold on. Oops, I didn't open that either. Oh, that's loud. Wilson Borough drug raid nabs woman with ecstasy pills and stolen gun, police say. You hear about San Francisco's doing, California, whatever? That in the places they're keeping the homeless, they're giving them drugs and whatnot, like marijuana. You know,
oh,
marijuana,
really?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
yeah, that's those new murder hornets or whatever, those bees from Asia are here. Praying mantis eat them, and they kill beehives. So, you know, I hope we get rid of these things before they, you know, overpopulate and get rid of the bees, because we need bees more than anything.
But you have to get bit like 7 times before.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's...
It's so much pain, they say.
Yeah, remember, a bee, like, it takes, like, what, 500 stings to kill you, or something like
that? Yeah.
So, really, it's, like, hard to get killed from a bee bite, or a bee sting. And the other thing, as I saw this video, bees attacking them. Like, they wait for them to come in, and then all the, like, they take their opportunity, and all these bees swarm them on top of them.
Do they die?
Yeah, they sting them to death.
Oh, really?
All these bees, like, yeah, they all crawl on it and sting it. They die, but they get rid of that thing just to kill one. Yeah. They all, like, get on the walls and stuff, wait for them to attack one of them, and they all jump on them. And praying mantis eating them, too. They, like, eat the whole thing besides the wings and the antennas.
Oh, okay.
And the legs. But, yeah, these things, I don't know. They must come over on boats or something like that. It's crazy, honestly. Yeah, did you hear about Trump's one person, his one of his representatives compared his 2020 campaign to a Death Star?
No.
Yeah, I saw it just yesterday, I think it happened, or the other day.
You see, that's that guy out and dropped all charges?
What guy?
Was his name Michael Flynn?
I don't know who that is.
He was President Trump's thing, and they put him in the prison for lying.
Oh. You see that? Oh, here's something that happened over this whole week. So... there was this whole thing going on. This whole, you know, this guy got shot and killed because these two guys, a father and son, thought he robbed the store, and they shot and killed him. That's an excuse they used.
Right.
And for no reason. So the video.
It was on video, right?
Yeah, they got on video, and they went to jail. I mean, they're in jail now. I think that's a good thing. I mean, I have no clue. I'm not studied or anything, but I've saw that they're white supremacists and they're chasing them. They're just jogging down the road.
Right.
There's not even any proof that he robbed the store. They're just on that road. So at least they're serving, they're gonna serve their time for doing something like that. You know, that's a good thing. At least.
I know.
But okay. And it's sad someone had to pass away, but at least they got the guys that did it. That's a good thing. I want to see this Lehigh Valley's top 11 schools.
I thought we did that one already.
Did we? No. We did the logos, remember?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, wow, here's like... Wait, what? Huh. Oh, that. Whoa. Hold on. Why is it...
What?
You know what rank my school is?
222nd. Parkland's at 105.
Sauffin's at 106.
Now this is at 80.
I want to see the full ranking. I know it's like probably like 300 schools in the Pennsylvania area, but okay. So number one is Lehigh Valley Academy Regional Charter School.
But... you're in Allentown.
Oh, in Allentown? Darn, I want to be Allentown.
Oh, no, they're not.
Nazareth, Emmaus, Parkland's number. What is that, like 8? Number two, number four, number five. Number six, Parkland. Salk and Vice number seven on this website. Oh, I need to number top 41. I'm sorry. I have Valley Charter School for the... I can't read the whole thing. The whole name in there. It says it's so long. Northwestern. Northampton's at 13? Really? Northampton... Okay, so there's a whole like thing down here. So grades 9 to 12. Total enrollment 1,849. Student teacher ratio 19 to 1. I don't read these Northampton rankings.
We got the ranking 5,489.
National ranking.
Yeah.
Number 222nd in Pennsylvania high schools, and 13 number 13 Allentown, PA metro area high schools. All right. So there's this whole thing with the graduation rate is 89%, reading proficiency 79%. Mathematics proficiency 74%, passed at least one AP exam 23%, and took at least one AP exam 36%. So, my school, I think, listen, Northampton, I don't like you. I think they are the biggest jerks as a school.
Why?
They want you to think they're your friends. They're not. I mean, listen, on my permanent record, I didn't do anything. Here's a story. I have a story for once. I told this story, but on a permanent record, I am a minor offender of something I didn't even do at all. I was a witness to someone doing it, but I didn't do anything. I was a witness, and they got me in trouble for no good reason. They put on my record that I'm a minor sexual assault person, and I'm like, what did I do? I don't understand that. Because this guy I knew, he was like groping a girl in the class. You know, she reported him, right? And, you know, put me down as witness. I said my piece. I said, I didn't see what he was doing. I didn't know what he was doing. I would have reported him myself, which is the truth. So I guess this kid told him, I guess the guy that did it told him, I knew exactly what they were doing. And got me in trouble, but I told him, I'm like, I didn't know. I can't see. It's under the table. I can't see shit. So, yeah, I put down as a minor sexual assault carry-out person.
We see only 13% minority in Northampton.
Really?
It says right there.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Total economically disadvantaged, 24%. But, yeah, Northampton is just, they don't...
Almost 100 full-time teachers they have.
Well... That's good, at least.
That's all the school.
College readiness index right here. If you're ready for college, 26.3 out of 100 are ready for college. So these ISIS are maths, the subject proficiency. So like they said 74% for the school and for the state, it's 60%. So I guess that's good. And reading profession, it is 79, the state's 70. But I don't know, I don't like. I personally don't like Northampton, I think.
Slow up, back down. Why do you keep on jerking
around? I don't know what you want to look at.
Keep on going, let's see something.
That? I want to see that. It's a magnet school.
Okay.
Oh. But. I don't have you on the thing. I know I did, but student enrollment by grade. Wow. 516, 416, 482, and then 435. Student diversity, mostly white.
87%.
87% white, 7% Hispanic, 3% black, 1% Asian, two or more races, and then what's the... a 0.1% American Indian / Alaskan Native.
What's the other one?
And 0.1% Hawaiian Native.
Oh.
About even gender distribution, like 47% female, 53% male. So, Northampton, you know what the thing is, though? I haven't seen I've only seen, like, one Asian kid in my school. I've never... I think I only see ever one, but yeah.
Okay.
But it's more news. I mean, As I thought over here in high school, I want to give my piece on it about how they're kind of jerks, I think. I hope I'm recording this. Yeah. I thought I wasn't for a second. Let me scroll down. We were right here before. The governor of Jersey says he'll be shocked if Jersey beaches don't open by Memorial Day.
Yeah, they're opening up some beaches now, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This... It's hard to find news, guys. I'm going to be honest. It's difficult
to find. Why are you going so slow? I'm not
going fast, man. I'm going slow.
Oh, they don't have any weapons you've thought.
What, this?
Yeah.
It derailed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Again.
That means somebody didn't buy it.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
No.
I thought you meant like it. I thought it meant training.
No. That's not what that means.
Well, I don't know, man.
Oh, what's that about 3 days from...
Community teaches 3 days to save the beloved Lehigh Valley Theater from pandemic troubles.
Which one? Oh, the Nemeus Theater.
And has a GoFundMe goal of $10,000, which was raised in just a few short days. That's good. Hey, that's good. I'm glad. Right. Maybe small businesses. And yeah, I mean, we try to go to small businesses. I mean, we went to that Burger Shack place again tonight. The last time you heard about that was the Restaurant Junkie, so.
Right.
All right, hold on. I don't even talk about. this is sports. So let's go to news. Route 22 is having a $6.7 million project to start this weekend.
Oh, where we're at?
Oh, I mean, look. Repave a portion of Route 22 in McHenry County between Route 191 in Bethlehem Township and the 25th Street interchange.
Oh, okay.
Including the Route 33 interchange ramps. Excuse me. The high pops.
Yeah. Okay, so that's some of the news of Lehigh Valley, so what? You're scrolling through, you're not talking, so.
I know,
so you have all day to find stuff interesting.
Hey, man.
I work.
Yeah, but we didn't agree on anything. Yeah. I asked you, I was like, what are we going to talk about tonight? You're like, I don't know either. I have no clue.
So, want to put the ad in here?
Yeah, put the ad in.
It's okay.
Like 20 minutes. All right, put the ad in. We'll be right back. Sorry, guys.
Okay, buddy, here we are back again with we're going to talk about just random things today.
Yeah,
we
can't, it's so hard to find this. That's why I was quiet the whole time. I couldn't find it. To me.
Everything is about the virus, and this is about the virus. We're going to talk about things that you can do to stay busy. Or
at home or whatever.
Right.
What I was saying earlier, I literally wrote a rough draft of a game. I don't like writing video games at all.
I know.
But I was so bored, I was like, oh, that's a cool idea. So I should write all that.
They found out if you go outside, you have a less chance of getting the virus out in the...
Because of the sun?
Because you get the vitamin D, plus it dies faster outside. So I don't know why they closed parks and that, because that was the best thing for everybody to be out. You go for walks. You can even go down to the beach, walk on the boardwalk, they say, in certain towns.
Certain places, Wildwood.
I think there's a couple places, so it's starting to open up, guys. So you just have to be patient and hope for the better. So restaurants are gonna have a hard time. I said today we were looking for a restaurant to order food from,
closed.
And everybody was closed. It's on a Friday, and I wanted chopped sirloin.
Yeah, I wanted. Yeah, too. just got hamburgers.
Yeah.
But mine, British Shack, but mine was dry.
Oh, was it? That pretty many people salty. That are working. My hot dog was salty, too, for some reason.
I was like, I've been into it like a salt man. I was like,
yeah. I don't know why. Last time, they were great.
Yeah, perfect.
But, yeah, you go for walks, order fast food.
Order food in general.
Call your friends.
FaceTime, Zoom, Discord, whatever. Yeah. Everything works. Send content if we don't want to lose them over this break.
Go outside, have fun.
Order stuff online, buy stuff.
Beat up your brother and sister. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just joking with you, but let's try to stay healthy and wise. So, right, it's gonna be over soon, guys. So,
I don't want it to be over soon. I mean, there's so many.
I'm sure we're gonna have to wear a mask for a long time, maybe. But
I'm not worried about the mask. But I'm worried about.
I can't breathe through those bad masks.
I know. I always like whenever I'm like, and my face gets really hot. I just put my thing down, and breathe. I can't. It's like my face gets really hot.
Those masks really don't save you from getting the virus.
They get one of those like ventilator masks.
Yeah, those must be really hot.
I don't know. Maybe they're better adjustable. What are you doing?
I don't know. You're playing with something here. So,
but we, yeah, it's hard to find topics to talk about. It's all about virus, and we just want to not talk about
them. So that's why we came up with that idea with the shirt or the mug, whatever you want. See if you can get more people listening here. Right.
You know, as much, I'm going to accept
we were putting it on YouTube, but then.
I'm going to make a video saying we're not going to do it anymore. But it's like, we don't get views on YouTube. We do good on Anchor. We do go on Restaurant Junkies on YouTube.
Right, they do good there.
Yeah, but we don't get good.
Right.
We don't get good views. So we're
just trying different things.
I'm going to try to get Pops to maybe this week or next week. I'm not going to say any real time. I want to do our first thing of him playing games at some point.
Right, so.
So we're
we got all the equipment.
We got all the equipment to do. We just haven't done it.
We have it all jammed up in here.
Because
so.
we need that studio built, and that's not built.
Right.
But I'm not worried.
And I got a transmission rip apart.
Oh, yeah, for your Jeep.
Right.
We have all this stuff going wrong. Not going wrong, but, you know, not necessarily going wrong.
Takes
right
time, and I've been working 6 days, which don't help the situation
at
all.
I've been home and procrastinating. Right. So.
Well, you've been babysitting
my
grandson,
nephew, but and school work, but man, so we only have 10 days of school left. Only 10 days, like 2 weeks, but man, I don't even want to be over. I miss my friends. I'm gonna miss my senior friends. Like it's crazy. I don't like this virus.
You can't help it, bro.
Well, no, it actually kind of saved my life because if I would have had to take the finals in school, I probably would have failed them.
Yeah.
For now, I'm being serious. I probably would have. I'm not even going to lie. I probably would have failed them because I don't like the finals. Because you sit there in a room for 2 hours and do them.
You know what you're going to see out of this virus? Should I tell you? 9 months down the line, a lot of pregnancies. I put money on it. It always happens. Like when the boys come home from Vietnam, there's a lot of pregnancies. Yeah. They had nothing better to do, you know what I mean?
People were saying that, you know, the world's cursed because every 100 years is the virus. Like, it started with the plague, you know, the Black Plague in, like, 1720, and then another Spanish flu in, like, 1820. But, man.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. I mean, I've never had one like this since I don't know when.
I never had it. And I've been, yeah. It's never happened.
I'm joking.
That happened before.
You were born what year? 1860?
Yeah, right. 1960. So.
It's difficult. You know, times are rough.
Yeah, you don't want to get depressed and be moping around.
Yeah, like me.
Like a sad person. Like I said, get out, get some fresh air.
Learn a new skill. Hey, learn to play
a lot of courses
guitar.
Online.
A lot of courses online. Learn to play the harmonica. Learn whatever, man.
Yeah.
I learned to shoot a gun, whatever you want to do. I mean, do whatever. Just be careful and safe.
Yeah.
It's better than doing nothing, sitting in the house all day.
Like I
say,
you can take a lot of courses in online. Yeah, so.
Let me say, calm. Wait, what was I going to say? I forget. But just keep yourself busy. Keep yourself occupied. Clean your room, clean your house, do whatever.
Go for a drive
if you
have a car.
Go for a
walk,
whatever. Yeah. I know it's quarantine, but. Doesn't mean it can't be fun. Do Call your friends, right. Message your friends, talk to your girlfriend, whatever you gotta do.
You know, so
I don't know. It's the times are rough.
And it's boring.
It's boring.
Can't go to the mall.
I got a big Funko Pop in my room.
Yeah, oh yeah, we just bought 18-inch
Funko Pop.
Oh, yeah. Right. So we do this auction now that's online.
Yeah. They've been doing it.
We can do a shout out to them. It's called a
Dynamite Auction.
Auction T, and yeah, it's on
Facebook, and you can watch it through a thing called it's a group page called Dynamite Deals. You can watch it through.
Right.
You can watch an auction and bet on stuff.
Yeah, it's on a Friday night. Saturday. Saturday for 12 hours it's on. They have everything from food to
Funko Pops, stuff like that.
Right. Funko Pops, food. They had like ribs, they have chicken, they have fish, they have fresh vegetables, they have all kinds of stuff. Then you go there on a Sunday and you pick it up and they bring it right out to your car, wherever you bid on.
Yeah, so
it's pretty cool.
I got that big Funko Pop for cheaper than store price.
Yeah, and what did you.
It's worth like $95 and.
And my other kid got $90. Pikachu. Was that Pikachu?
A Pikachu
Lego set. Well, two of them got the same thing.
But one got for cheaper.
Yeah, it's like 800 pieces or something. And they have all kinds of stuff. You never know what they're going to have on. They're like,
yeah,
I guess they have a lot of food, a lot of, you name it, they have it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, they have almost everything.
But just be careful. It's like anything.
Yeah.
Some stuff goes for more than what you could buy in stores.
Mm-hmm.
What we do, we look it up.
If I have my Funko Pop, look up how much it's worth, right?
So, like I said, it's a cool place. They're nice people too. We used to run into them all the time at the casino, me and my girlfriend. So, yeah, they're real nice. So, just like I said, just be careful what you're bidding on,
mm-hmm.
and have fun. You know, that's something fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's on. They have like 4-hour sessions on what night was last night? Thursday night.
Yeah,
some weeks they have it, some weeks they don't. But they always have their main auction on a Saturday. It starts at noon and it goes till like midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time. So, like I said, we spend too much money on it usually. But,
you know,
what can you do?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
It's fun having money now if you don't go to the casino, you know?
Yeah, it's fun me getting money from the government. You know, I didn't work a day in my life.
I know.
But it was good because I had a job lined up. But
yeah, you were excited about going.
I do want to work there. That's the first person that ever like told me, "Hey, I will take you." I was like, "Heck, yes, it's awesome."
You were trying how many places?
I tried Renders. I tried Target. I tried Walmart.
Target game.
Oh, no, I tried Walmart. I tried Target. Target gave me shit.
Mood answer.
Yeah, you know, it kind of pissed me off. I was like, they could have just said, "Thank you for applying, but we are."
I think that's what they meant.
But like, they were like, "Oh, don't even apply here." I was like,
"I told you should just keep on applying, like every week."
I don't want to work there. Like,
I know.
They're gonna be jerks. I applied there. I applied to AMC Theaters. I applied to Dave and Buster's. I applied here and there. No,
right.
They never got back to me, or they answered and said, "Oh, we don't want you," you know. And so, Iron Pigs called me the next day after I went in for an interview.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What about Iron Pigs? You're going to say.
Oh. So, the Iron Pigs, if you
this live, week, what do they have?
This week, they're doing a character walkthrough, so you can walk and see different characters from movies. Like, people dress up, and, you know, you can see them dressed up as the characters. And next week, next Saturday, they're having a food drive. So, you go there, and they have 6 meals packed up for you. They'll pack up 6 meals for you. Nice of them. So, if you live in the area of, what is that? Where is that?
Allentown
area. Go there. If you need, you know, if you're in need of food or whatever.
They'll give you 6 free meals.
6 meals.
I don't know what it is.
I forget what it is.
Let me make my
phone's like, I'm going
to
see what it is. Hold on.
Okay, let's see what it is.
Just give me a second, guys.
See if you can find out what kind of food
I'll find the email.
But that's nice for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So. Everybody's trying to chip in here to make everything better, you know, keep people going. They said the unemployment rate's at 14.7 and like 20 million job loss so far. So. Yeah.
It's honestly crazy. It reminds me of like another.
They might not tell you what kind of food it is.
They don't. They say it's up to 6 main meals. from including fresh fruit, potatoes, and nutritional snacks for kids.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So
if you know anybody who needs some free food because they're starving, because they have no job and no money.
Never mind, guys.
Why?
Now it says, I'm sorry, I should have brought it. I didn't know this was even a thing. I read another email I got. It says that it's invite, it's invitation RSVP only, and you must be a worker, a food worker in the Bethlehem area.
What do you mean a food worker?
Like you must be okay, for example, if you went to the diner, your employer must tell them you're going to get the food.
Are you serious?
That's a dumb thing. That kind of irks me. I need to be everybody.
It's like at my work what they do. They gave stuff to the firefighters, the police officers, but they didn't give none to the temp service people who bust their ass every day.
Yeah, right here. Restaurant owners will sign up their laid off employees to pick up their free packages at satellite locations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was for everybody. I read back into it. It's just for restaurant workers. That's dumb to me. I think it should be for whoever comes and gets it. First come, first serve.
Well, they'll probably have a lot of homeless people.
That kind of irks me. You know, like, maybe for everybody, but it's not.
Right.
I didn't even know that until I read it into it again. I'm sorry. Good thing I looked at that, and now I'm telling you now.
Like you did look at that.
I didn't want to screw anybody over. Man!
Like I said, our work gives food to me. Gets food to the police officers, I don't care. But they don't give to the temp service, which they bust their butt every day for them there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's giving food to the laid off restaurant workers. That's still nice, but it should be for everybody, I think.
That's right. So,
sorry, guys, again, I feel bad about bringing it up. I didn't know that was even a thing.
I know.
But I was excited. I wanted to let people know, help people out. But never mind. I'm completely sorry. That is on me.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought it was for everybody. I honestly thought it was for everybody.
I know. So
that's stupid.
You even told me about it today.
I know. I thought that was cool. But no, it still helps people.
Right.
But it should be for everybody.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So.
Well.
That's it for today after we made a big blunder.
Yeah, after we made a big mistake.
No, we're okay.
False news, whatever. Now I know. I'll look into more before I bring it up next time.
Maybe. Yeah. Everybody have a good week.
Yeah, everybody have a good
Stay
week.
Safe. Stay Wear safe, your mask. Healthy. Wash your hands. And and have fun. Go outside. Get some. Well, Saturday's supposed to be crappy.
Well, yeah.
Well, we had a good weekend last weekend. Really beautiful.
Beautiful.
Was that? Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, on the nice days, get out. Have fun. Take the kids out.
On the bad day, stay in, watch movies with the family.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Eat popcorn, whatever.
Have a movie day, whatever, movie night, whatever.
Right. So, okay, everybody stay safe. And you'll hear from us next week around the same time.
And remember, you got to email us at popqtpodcast.
Right.
@gmail.com. You got to, okay, here's another option for you.
What's that?
Message me on our Instagram page, popqtpodcast.
We need your name and address,
email. Not right away, but we just
need
your name. Just so we can put it in the drawing, and then we'll tell you when you win.
Yeah, I'm not listening, though.
I'll message them. That's why I'm saying.
We're going to need their name and their email if you're going to message them.
Well, I have it. Well, if they email me, I have their email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I don't know how it works, though.
All right. Well, okay. Yeah, so you message me on that. Follow us on Twitter, Pops JQ, which you can also DM me through that.
Right.
If you want to enter. And if you watch our YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, right.
We
do
our restaurant.
And we have restaurant.
We do restaurant junkie on
there. I keep on saying junkyard junkie. I don't know where I get that from.
Restaurant
but
junkie on there.
Right.
We're doing in the car or in the kitchen.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken was fast tonight.
Yeah, we had a fried chicken tonight. Good.
Yeah.
That's random.
So. Okay,
right.
Have a good one now.
Have a good one.
See you guys.
See you next week. Bye.